This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Police tapes connected to Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s arrest have raised more questions about the incident. Authorities in Cambridge, Massachusetts, released the tapes yesterday, hoping to reduce suspicion about police behavior. That was the hope, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The police tapes were a bust to anyone hoping they'd settle once and for all whether Professor Gates really was disorderly or whether the arresting officer, Sergeant James Crowley, really did overreact to what started as a low-key call to 911 about two guys maybe forcing their way into a house.
I don't know if they live there and they just had a hard time with their key, but I did notice that they kind of used their shoulder to try to barge in.
Contrary to many reports, the caller, Lucia Whalen, actually didn't mention race at all until she was asked.
What black or Hispanic?
Well, there were two larger men. One looked kind of Hispanic, but I'm not really sure. And the other one entered, and I didn't see what he looked like at all.
When police broadcast a possible burglary in progress, they still don't mention a black man. Sergeant Crowley says the caller told him at the house the men were black, but she denies it. About a minute after he gets there, Crowley reports trouble brewing.
A month later, a gentleman says he resides here, uncooperative, but keep the cars coming.
A moment later, you can hear a loud voice behind Sergeant Crowley, but it's unclear if it's Gates.
I have an idea of a Henry Louis Gates.
Crowley says Gates was angrily accusing him of racism from the moment he arrived. Gates disputes that account, and the tapes don't really help.
We don't get very far because we hear what we want to, and we don't hear what we don't want to, and we simply make up the rest.
Dolores Jones Brown is director of the Center on Race, Crime, and Justice at John Jay College. To her, the tapes suggest the police overreacted. There's no evidence of disorderly conduct, she says, and she questions why police didn't just leave the house after checking Gates' ID and why the 911 operator asked about race at all.
It does, in fact, alert me to the possibility that the Cambridge police have an issue with racial ethnic identity.
But to others, the tapes only show those accusations are unfounded.
Racial profiling is a problem, but racial profiling is not what happened in the case of Henry Louis Gates Jr.
Reverend Eugene Rivers, who's protested racial profiling in the past, says in this case the tapes prove that rhetoric got ahead of reality.
That is too loaded an accusation to be thrown around like rice at a wedding. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Rivers says he worries about the damage done by Gatesgate, as some have called it. It may be that the new focus on the issue and President Obama's meeting with both sides this week can help ease racial tensions, but Rivers says they will begin a few steps back from where we were 2 weeks ago. Tovia Smith, NPR News.